You're listening to KHUM. That was Dead or Alive with You Spin Me Round. Right round.
Yeah.
And that was by request, which was pretty awesome. Jackie Silva. Yes. And she's in here. She runs the Old Growth Tattoo over in Arcata. And Eureka.
Yeah.
Why did I say Arcata? <It's all good. laughs> And then Shannon from Companion Animal Foundation are both in here. And they have Pause for a Cause, Give Till It Hurts, which is going on this weekend, October 1st and 2nd, from 12 noon till 7 p.m. each day. And Old Growth Tattoo, if you don't know where it is at 1806 4th Street in Eureka. And that's like the best name for a tattoo shop in this area,
oh,
don't you
totally.
Think?
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. You know, you got to give love to the old growth trees, you know, and stuff. I mean, that's what we got up here. You know,
and yeah. It's neat. How long has your tattoo shop been going on?
Well, this is also, besides doing a tattoo fundraiser, it's our 5-year anniversary.
Oh,
and
cool.
So, you know, we were thinking, what better way to celebrate 5 years in business than to give back to the community and to say thank you, you know, and we just love what Companion Animal Foundation has been doing for the community as well, just raising awareness and whatnot. So we're like, let's do this. You know, I talked to Shannon about it and stuff, and they were all for it, and we just decided to make this huge event out of it. So
nice. Yeah. Awesome. What? How did you all get the idea to do this, and how'd you end up pairing with Old Growth Tattoo?
Well, good question. Companion Animal Foundation, I think, has done this with another tattoo parlor like 10 years ago or so, and it was so successful. And when I heard about that, I thought, wow, we have some amazing tattoo artists in our community. And I talked to Ophelia's partner, Justin Love, and he was totally ecstatic about it. And I talked to Jackie Ophelia, sorry, same person. And just Jackie and Justin were in a fundraiser, Alley Cat Cabaret, last year for us. And we were all really excited about it. And we have a big goal for Companion Animal Foundation. We are over halfway towards our fundraising goal of about $110,000 to purchase a mobile RV.
Have been fundraising for that for a while.
Yeah, for the last 2 years, we have a lot of other fundraisers in store. And so a portion of the proceeds from every tattoo is going to go straight to this mobile RV. And this is an RV that we want to give back to the community as well. We want to take it to our rural areas, Hoopa, Orleans, Wichipec, even Southern Humboldt, maybe even just some of the senior living assistance centers, places where people are, you know, there's barriers and keeping them from coming to town to get their pet checked up, get their pet vaccinated for rabies, get their pet spayed or neutered so they don't keep breeding and causing, you know, millions of unwanted animals in our community and in our mountains. So this is, we know it's going to be successful. We already have a lot of people that are super interested that are on our Facebook page, really excited about it. Jackie just reminded me today that we're going to have other tattoos as well, not just paw prints, but pet themed tattoos like little kittens and teacups and
milk bones, catnip, you know, so it's not just paw print tattoos. Like,
I'm really excited.
Yeah. The guys,
I might have to get five.
It was an artist. We had a shop meeting and they were like, I was like, okay, well, what kind of paw prints are we doing? And they're like, oh, let's do like animal themed tattoos. So like they're the ones that came up with the idea of doing, you know, like the catnip or the, you know, fire hydrant or, you know, the bulldog little face or whatever, you know, it was their idea. So we're really excited about this, and we're going to have a flash sheet starting at $60. We're going to have an $80 one and a $100 one. And unfortunately, once you pick the image, you cannot alter it. We will not be doing custom pieces as well, because the goal is to get as many people in the chair and out the door as possible to raise as much money as possible for Companion Animal Foundation.
Because 35% of every tattoo goes to Companion Animal Foundation.
Right, and we'll have piercings too, and so $5 for every piercing. And we're also going to, you know, we don't want you guys to leave. We want you to hang out after or before your tattoo, because we're going to have beer for sale for people that are 21 and over. This is a family event. We will be checking IDs. We're going to have finger foods. Some lovely restaurants have donated some food for us to provide to the community, and we're going to have puppies and kittens up for adoption, looking for their future forever companions. So there's lots to do here. Even if you don't want to get a tattoo, come hang out with us. Come meet some puppies and kittens. Come enjoy some really good local beer and food. It's going to be a really fun event.
Yes,
I'm really excited about it.
And then in order to get tattooed as well, you have to provide a, you know, state ID, birth certificate, what have you. You have to be 18 and older, and you have to provide a valid ID. Even if you look older and you're like, I swear to God, I'm like 38, 48, we still have to have an ID, health department regulations. So
yeah, and they check your ID every time you come. So as a tattoo fanatic, I understand that.
Yes.
I do have a paw print tattoo already of one of my beloved kitties. I can't wait to get more. I think that most people in our community have like that one dog or that one cat or maybe that one rat or gecko or something that they just love. And they, you know, I think a lot of these tattoos are going to have a lot of amazing stories mm-hmm. of, you know, commemorating an animal that they've had in the past. And so it's going to be a really feel good thing.
That sounds awesome. And who doesn't want to come on out and cuddle kitties and dogs
right.
and... Yeah. And then there's food and then beer and then you can, you know, hang out with some cool people and get a piercing or a tattoo if you want. So
and I have totally. Friends that don't have any tattoos, but they're big tattoo fans. So mm-hmm. you can check out everyone else's tattoos
yes.
and enjoy the work that our local artists are doing. We're going to have, I think, like 4 or 5 artists there
yes.
on hand. And,
like
and this is a really good...
5 artists, our body piercer, you know, and we're just hoping to get as many people in the door as possible to help the cause.
And if somebody can't make it to this event but they want to donate, how do they do that?
They can, you know, actually on our website, www.cafanimals.org, CAFANIMALS.org, there should be a Donate Now button on there, as well as our Facebook page. There's a Donate Now button that'll go through PayPal. You can also contact... you know, we're in Sunnybrae. Our thrift store is in Sunnybrae mm-hmm. at the Sunnybrae Center, 88 Sunnybrae Center. We're there Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and come talk to us. Come visit our kitties there as well. And come talk to our amazing director, Kim Klass. And we're always welcoming any donation. And if you want your donation to go to something else, just let us know. We have several programs besides this one that we're promoting. So, we like to give our donors options to donate either to the cat and kitten spay neuter vouchers or our education center, which we have in McKinleyville, and now our mobile RV.
And you have the emergency medical fund too.
That's actually another. So I'm involved in like 3 different animal rescues. I just care about animals so much that I know every. It's a small community. That's Friends for Life is another rescue that's amazing, and they oversee the emergency medical fund for our local shelter. We just got an amazing donation yesterday from another local business, Dutch Brothers. They're awesome.
Awesome.
And then we're doing Bark in the Park next month with the fire department.
Well, it's really cool how all the animal organizations seem to be intertwined and work together.
Yes, we have to. We have to because we all can't do it on our own. We have to work together and share the love and share mm-hmm. the love of the community.
It takes a village.
It takes a village,
yeah. It takes a village.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, come on out to this event. It is Paws for Gauze, Give Till It Hurts. It's Saturday and Sunday, October 1st and 2nd from noon until 7 p.m. 1806 4th Street is over at Old Growth Tattoo. And make sure you go on over there and donate, take part in a lot of the festivities, cuddle some
yes.
cats and
drink
kittens.
Some beer.
And help them get their mobile RV because that's going to be
yes.
super awesome.
Yes, our community has spoken, and that's something that we really need that we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to have an amazing setup so we can talk to local veterinarians and ask them if they're willing to donate 1 day a year or 1 day a month so we can start to get a schedule going. And we already are talking to certain veterinarians who are very interested in helping out. Because it is an area that's lacking a lot of resources for the people that own and love animals out there.
Okay, awesome. And I'm going to put this flyer and all this information, this interview on up at khum.com soon. So
awesome. Thank you so
thank
much,
you so
Bailey.
Much.
Thanks for coming in. And once again, it is this weekend at noon until 7 p.m., both Saturday and Sunday, 1806 4th Street. That's Old Growth Tattoo. Paws for a Cause, Give Till It Hurts. Going to go ahead and play some messages from some of our sponsors, and then we'll be back shortly with some Nick Waterhouse. You're listening to KHUM.
Everyone knows it's important to